to play me latest chart topper. It's called Me Fans Are Stupid Pigs.
The following training video contains performances by highly trained professional criminals.
I think the message to psychos, fanatics, murderers, nutcases all over the world is do not mess with suburbanites because, frankly, we're just not going to take it anymore.
What are you doing out in the middle of nowhere?
Well, I had to get that there crossroads last midnight. Sell my soul to the devil.
What'd the devil give you for your soul, Tommy?
Well, he taught me to play this here guitar real good.
Podcasting live from the Nut House basement down by the river across the street from the water treatment plant in lovely Lawrence, Kansas. You are listening to Sunglasses After Dark. I'm your host, Nick. Down here in the Nut House basement, it is safe, it is warm, it is dry, and more importantly, it is not snowing like a son of a bitch. It started snowing. I'm recording this at 1:15 on Wednesday afternoon, Central Standard Time, and it started snowing about an hour ago, and we've already had probably, I'm going to say half an inch of accumulation. They're predicting 7, so by the time this goes up Thursday morning at 8 a.m., it is entirely possible that we will be fully snowed in. Happily, I have laid in a supply of beer and bread, and we have food, so we're good to go. And since I'm off tomorrow, I really don't care. It's not like I have to go anywhere. We have the usual array of rocking music for you today. This week's show, nothing entirely special, but I think it should be fun, and it should rock out. First up, from the Chicago by way of Lawrence, originally, this is Get Smart from their album Swimming with Sharks. The song is World Without End.
Mm-hmm.
from their second album, Vacation. That was the Go-Go's with Beatnik Beach. Man, I've been revisiting a lot of my older records that I bought, like, in clearance bins and things like that. And, ooh, man, that's a good song. There's a bunch of good stuff on those first two Go-Go records. And, yeah. I still don't own Talk Show, which is a damn shame because it has my favorite Go-Go song on it, Head Over Heels. So every time I see it, it's terribly overpriced. You can find the first two records for, like, a dollar everywhere, and then you find Talk Show, and they're, like, $5, $10. Fuck that. Speaking of $10 records, I bought the Dead Milkmen's Big Lizard in My Backyard, from which Big Lizard is taken. I bought that on eBay last week, and long story short, I bought it, like, got it, I've been trying to get that record for, like, 6 months. I tried, like, 8 different times, kept getting outbid, because prices just kept going up. It's a very common record, but unfortunately, a lot of people want it, and because it's a punk record, especially from the 80s, a lot of the copies that have managed to last are scuffed all to shit. So finding one in decent condition usually goes for, you know, like $25-$30. Well, I bought this one for $10. It was in near mint condition. And then the guy shipped it to me in a cardboard auto parts box. No sleeve, didn't take the sleeve out of the jacket, didn't put in a plastic sleeve or anything, just it was the record in a plastic, you know, like dust cover inside the jacket, and then that was put in a box diagonally because it wouldn't lay flat, filled with styrofoam peanuts. So the spine was torn, like punched through because the record punched through it and everything, and this guy has been a total asshole about it, and like sending me an email. Oh, it's ridiculous. It's enough to turn me off buying records online, that's for certain. That asshole did not know how to pack things. Sorry for the complaints. Long story short, if you are shipping records through the mail, take two. Either get a record mailer, ideally, or get two very thick, heavy-duty pieces of cardboard, lay the record flat between it, tape the fuck out of it, and everything should be fine. It lays flat, it's not going to go anywhere, it's not going to get bent. But man, that was the record's fine, but man, that sleeve is torn to shit. Anyhow, and we started everything off with Get Smart doing World Without End from Swimming with Sharks. I swear to God, that's the only time I'm ever going to complain about buying something on eBay ever again, but man, that just taps my hide. All right, this next set's going to, in keeping with my sort of cranky mood, it's going to be some louder stuff. This is a new release on Grave Mistake Records. It's from a band, Brain F. It's the title track to their So Dim single, surprisingly, So Dim, from Brain F here on Sunglasses After Dark. We'll be right back.
You're not like other 26-year-old boys, are you? You're a goddamn child in your own mind.
Oh, please, Daddy!
Don't push me, boy! I warned you, Michael. Get to bed, now!
Thank you.
From their second album, Fear No Evil, that was Grim Reaper with Final Scream. I can offer absolutely no good explanation as to why I did not play that on last week's Classic Rock Doesn't Have to Suck podcast. No clue. For whatever reason, I thought I've played tracks off that album before, and I didn't want to overexpose them. I try not to play the same records over and over again. I like to keep the show fresh. But, no, that would have been so much better than The Lords of the New Church. That would have fit right in with Tokyo Blade and stuff like that. Anyhow, I think it fit in rather well there. Yeah, like I said, Grim Reaper from their album Fear No Evil, that was Final Scream. Before that, Remember from Better Ways to Die, Death Before Dishonor's album on Bridge 9 Records. And we started everything off with Brain F from their So Dem single out now on Grave Mistake Records. Well, I don't know if it's actually out yet. It'll be out very soon if it's not out yet. You can go to Grave Mistake. You can go to their website and check stuff out and see what that is. And somebody is stomping upstairs. So while I figure out what that is, let's listen to some more music from their album Big Hits. This is Lawrence's own Homestead Grays with 285 DeSoto.
That doesn't mean that I didn't try. little voodoo power. He goes slapping on his face hour on hour. Well, you believe in him, you better do. Cause if you don't, he put a spell on you with his voodoo.
Yeah.
from their album Wild Planet. That was the B-52s with Private Idaho. I got that and the first B-52s record, both for a grand dollar in the old Love Garden shotgun room. They're a little water damaged, but the records play fine. And you know what? You know, beats the hell out of paying 10 to 15 bucks for them and with the sleeves all nice. So, you know, screw it. Before that, the Meteors did Voodoo Rhythm. That is from Meteor Madness, their very first 7-inch. You can get that along with some stuff from the Guanabats and the Vibes and the Milkshakes. It's a collection of 6 7-inches entitled Psychobilly Trash Garage. It's a box set from Munster Records. That is a bunch of Big Beat singles, you know, released on Big Beat Records back in the 80s. All fantastic stuff. Some of it can be found on Single Minded, the Big Beat Singles collection that came out on CD a few years back. But honestly, having all those singles, like the artwork is great, and it's just a really nice thing to have. My wife got it for me for Christmas, and I would like to thank Kelly, owner of Love Garden, for cutting her a deal and recommending it to her for me, because I quite love it. And we started everything out with Homestead Grays doing 285 DeSoto from Big Hits. Homestead Grays, Lawrence Band, featured the one, the only Mr. Chuck Mead, later to go on in fame and, well, almost fortune as a frontman for retro country act BR549. It also featured Brock Genther, who, not quite as famous, but he has been in many Kansas City bands, including, the Sin City Disciples, so many more. So, what do we have next? Well, we have that sort of country surf-ish thing. Now it's right back to the punk rock. From their 10-inch Stuck on Stupid, released on Recess Records, this is Quincy Punks with Kill Yourself.
Crap, we used to have all ages shows. Now Batman comes to town and shuts down.
He only remembers Bruce.
He shuts down our whole scene now, man.
Shuts it all down.
Doesn't even represent the city.
You know what, Batman? You're a dead man.
Dead man, Batman.
You're dead.
Hardcore's back in Gotham City. Yeah! The Dark Knight!
Take Gotham City back! Start running!
Fuck yeah, right? That is from the 52nd installment of the Art of the Underground singles series. That is Dead Mechanical with their cover of Nirvana's Aneurysm. Faster, harder, sloppier, rockinger. Yeah, I like it. Approved. Before that, the International Superheroes of Hardcore did Batman's a Dead Man from Harry Potter Hardcore, a.k.a. HPXHC. Not as good as their debut LP. I mean, hell, that was, like, what, like a dozen tracks, and it was a 45? I mean, it was an LP that played at 45. I mean, it was fun, but, I don't know if I'm looking forward to another, full-length from the Superheroes of Hardcore. Anyhow, that's fun. The interesting part about the Harry Potter, Hardcore, whole thing is that there are four different versions of it, and they're on split-colored vinyl in the different colors of the Hogwarts houses. Mine is, I believe, silver and green, which, if I'm not mistaken, are the colors of Slytherin, perhaps? Either. We'll have to see. I will check that and let you know when I come back. I've forgotten all of the colors, despite having reread the books and seen most of the movies. I cannot remember such infinitesimal fanboy details. Alright, last set. I don't even know how to describe this. It starts out with the Ramones. This is Somebody Put Something in My Drink.
Somebody. Somebody put something in my drink.
I never drink. I don't like anything colored. have been sometimes under your wall, peeping it out where I'm not welcome. I've seen you one time stumble and fall, but I still love you.
from their fantastic album Circa Now, that was Rocket from the Crypt with Ditch Digger, a video that strangely you cannot find on YouTube. They made a video for it, I know it, I've seen it, it's kind of cool. It involves them playing at what looks to be a Mexican fiesta. There's bullfighting involved, and it is awesome, and for whatever reason nobody has put it up on YouTube, despite the fact that you can find like four different versions of Alice Cooper's Man Behind the Mask video, and God knows how many versions of the boxing match in Robert Downey Jr.'s Sherlock Holmes, so figure that one out. Before that, Ted Leo and the Pharmacist with Under the Hedge from The Tyranny of Distance, and we started everything off with Ramones doing Somebody Put Something in My Drink from Animal Boy. That is the album that also features My Head is Hanging Down, a.k.a. Bonzo Goes to Bitburg. We've played the 12-inch single version of Bonzo Goes to Bitburg, and I highly recommend it over the album version. So, that is that. Thanks for downloading this week. Thanks for listening to me. Thank you to Fort Collins Brewery for making such a delicious double chocolate stout. I am not quite sure what makes this different from their regular chocolate stout, which is also delicious. It says that it's an imperialized brew. I'm not quite sure what that means. I assume that means that it gets me fairly wasted while I'm over the course of the hour it takes me to record this podcast. So you can either thank them or blame them, depending on how you feel. Once again, you can find this podcast each and every Thursday morning at 8 a.m. at rockstarjournalist.com. You can also follow me on Twitter at NuthousePunks. Remember, tell your friends to listen and download. Tell your friends with bands and record labels to send me stuff. Thanks again to Grave Mistake and Evil Weevil Records for the stuff they send me, and other folks that I've got in the pipe. So that is it for this week. Stay tuned for the blog for all sorts of interesting reviews and things of that nature, and we'll be back next week. Until then, thanks for listening.